You're tuned into Neo Rocks. We're into the second hour here, and that was the Commonwealth Versailles here on Neo Rocks. And joining me in studio is Nick and Andrew from the Commonwealth. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
It's good to have you guys back.
Thanks for having us.
So it's been a little while since you've been in with us.
Probably the
release of the disc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, at least a good year, I think, at this point.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
So What have you guys been up to?
Ton of stuff. A bunch of lineup changes. We were working to put some music in film. And right now we're actually we got a little campaign to get this album pressed to vinyl. We're putting the finishing touches on that.
Yeah, trying to figure that out. We got a new practice space. We moved in new. We used to play in our houses a lot and record in our houses. So we moved out of that situation and just we haven't played a billion shows, but I feel like we've been busy in between every show a lot. Mm-hmm. We rehearse every weekend still. We're still writing, still pushing the new album from almost a year ago. We got Jake and Megan playing full time with us right now in the band.
Very cool. Well, on that, you guys are playing a show this weekend, Saturday, at the Happy Dog, and you made sure to point out in the details of it that you're playing with a newly solidified lineup.
Yeah. it's been solidified since that High Top show or a little bit before that. Our previous bassist, Brian, who had played with us for a really long time, he had a bunch of life stuff come up, like school and personal stuff, and just had to take care of that. And
He exploded like the dude in Spinal Tap, you know? Yeah. There was just a green glob left on the drum throne. That's how we there was one show that just the 810 stack was up a bit too high.
You can't
just
dust Brian for exploded. Vomit.
Yeah, you can't dust for vomit.
No, but so Brian had to take care of his stuff, and he's been servicing the bass guitar for a long time with us. Mm. But our trumpet player, Ox Guy, Jake, actually is primarily a bassist, so we're like, do you want to play bass?
he was happy
to do that, yeah.
Has he mastered playing trumpet and bass at the same time?
Yeah, like Mary Poppins.
I think we talked about one point.
One-man band.
Yeah, doing that, having it on the side or something.
Tapping on bass, trumpet with one hand, and then hitting Roland electronic bass.
Yeah, that's another Spinal Tap thing, tuning the bass with the trumpet.
Yeah, tuning the bass with the trumpet. Yeah. That's sweet. We're going to actually debut that at the Happy Dog.
Yeah.
With some of the sounds that you guys put on albums, that wouldn't surprise me if you tried it at some point.
Yeah, Pat will have the bow on the guitar, and Jake will have the trumpet on his bass, and we'll just it's ridiculous. Megan's been playing with us.
Yeah, so Megan's she's taken over keys and percussion and backup vocals, mm-hmm. So it's tight. It's a tight five. It's our starting lineup.
Yeah.
Just like Kevin Love's back.
Yeah.
Jake and Megan are back.
Yeah, and Jake and Megan they started helping us with the record when it was mid-production to end production of it. And they just started learning the songs by virtue of playing them a bunch while we were writing them during show seasons and then finishing them up. And so they already knew the songs. And Megan, she actually did a lot of harmonies and vocals with me on that at the end just to help fill it out. And her and Nick are this tight percussion troupe, so it's like this little secret weapon we've got in the band as well, the multi-instrumentalist role. So that's cool. So everyone's settled into their natural habitats mm-hmm. on stage.
Nice. Well, you're going to be able to see all of them Saturday night at the Happy Dog West, along with Arms and Armor and Man, the band at mm-hmm. the Happy Dog. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a little bit. I'm going to get into another song. You guys are going to have to help me out with this one.
Sure.
Because I've never known how to pronounce the name of the song.
Oh, Which one is it?
The starts with an H.
Hyacinth Girl?
Hyacinth. Yeah. Okay. I've never actually had a chance to ask you that.
In your head, what did you think it sounded like?
You know, I can't even think of something like that.
You know, I think we had the same exact issue when we worked on this song with Dave Piatek, actually. He, the rest of the record, we primarily did at Summa, but we did this song at Tri-C at a weekend workshop session. And I think we didn't have a title, but once we showed it to him, he was like, because he mixed the record, and he was like, what? Which one is this? Like, that's the one we did at Tri-C with you. And he's like, how do you say that one? I'm pretty sure it was that one again.
What does that mean?
It's a type of flower.
Type of flower. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a reference to you would
this
know.
Is the, sure. Yeah. This is where everyone turns the station and goes to the Cavs game because I'm going to say like super nerdy English stuff, which is like, that's a reference to a T.S. Eliot poem, The Wasteland. And it was like a phrase in a lyric journal I'd had for a long time. And I was like, hey, this song sounds like this thing.
There you go.
Rubber stamp it.
Yeah, just Google search it and you'll figure it out. Put two and two together.
Very cool. Well, Hyacinth, right?
Hyacinth Girl.
Hyacinth Girl, right now on Neorox.
Thank you.
Hyacinth Girl here on New York Rocks, the Commonwealth. Joining us in studio, of course, talking about their show coming up Saturday night at the Happy Dog West, along with Arms and Armor and Man, the band. There was, I like the way it's been tagged on Facebook for them, because a band name called the just Man, really difficult to find.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a group.
Yeah. Or the.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's like too, it's too atomic. It's
could,
so,
could
the,
you pick,
the marketing is so perfect.
Could you pick a harder band name to find in Google?
It's the, I'm like 98% sure it's the, it's an acronym for their name.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's an acronym yeah. for their first name.
That's like, yeah. yeah.
So, tell us a little bit about all the other bands playing along with you.
Well, yeah, one of the things that's really cool about it is, so Man is sort of the brainchild, from what I understand, of Morgan McCaskey, who's like a great Cleveland performer. She's been playing for so long.
She opened for us at the release show.
Yeah, and I just caught snippets of like videos from, I think it was like the Cleveland, the Urban Winery, the one on Lee.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, there's like a group, and it's Morgan on guitar singing, and then two other performers that are doing harmonies. Is like, oh, well, that's really awesome. Like, you don't see that in Cleveland. And the other thing that's cool about it is there's not a whole lot of content online, so it's actually a little bit more draw for a concert. So if you want to see awesome three-part harmonies, this the is only the only – you can't yeah. – you cannot get it. Mm-hmm. So come out, because there are hot dogs and there are three-part harmonies.
Yeah.
That'll
mm-hmm. – Hot dogs and yeah. three-part harmonies. Yeah.
That sounds like it's whole a whole other like cottage industry we need to
that's another another project and album name somewhere down the line.
Yeah, but really unique, yeah. And that's – it's actually kind of cool to have some side projects where it's not just available at the click of a button online yeah. because it makes it a little bit more tantalizing to come out. And Arms and Armor is kind of the same way. They're – in production right now, I think, with Dan from Herzog. They're currently producing an album at his Primitive Earth Studios, and it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So, two bands that you can't really find out much information about.
Yeah. The burgeoning.
It's like before, mystery
before
night.
The show. Yeah. So, Saturday night at the Happy Dog mm-hmm. West. What time is the show starting?
I think doors are at 8.
Doors are at 8.
Show somewhere like 8:39.
9, okay. Yeah. Try to start early and keep it going.
Try to start early. Mm-hmm. And then you guys, so you guys will be on probably about 10-ish?
Yeah.
We're aiming for that, 10:30. Yeah, okay. You know those late headliners. I mean, it's going to be a Saturday night, but we still want to, you know, everyone's got plenty of time to get on and do their thing.
Well, once again, the Commonwealth, Happy Dog, Saturday at Happy Dog West, along with Arms mm-hmm. and Armor and Man playing. Doors at 8, show 8:30. Nice. Want to play another track off the disc?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sleepwalkers, how about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sleepwalkers on NeoRex. Thank you. Sleepwalkers by the Commonwealth here on NeoRex, playing Saturday night at the Happy Dog West, along with Arms and Armor and Man, the band. Morgan McCaskey's project, along with, and then...
John Panza.
John Panza's group. So you guys have the new solidified lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys have had for a little while. Once again, what is that lineup?
It's, you know, the classic... Classic Commonwealth of Nick, Patrick, and I, and then Jake Chandler's on bass, and Megan Kuhar Paletti slash combo is on everything else, which is keys, percussion, backup vocals.
So is there anybody in the band that can't play every instrument that the Commonwealth might use? It seems like you guys all play everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah. I don't think we've
ever put Pat
everyone
on drums
behind.
Live.
We haven't put everyone
no,
behind.
No, we have.
A kit.
No, he's played drums. He's played like backup aux percussion on a Radiohead cover, which I think he way dug.
He did. Yeah.
So Pat, if you're listening to this and you want to hit some stuff on Saturday, you just call in.
Cover of
and we'll get it ready.
Our people will talk to your people.
Yeah,
cover,
right.
Cover Radiohead's Sound of Silence.
Oh, no.
Or not. That's not Radiohead. That's Disturbed. Sorry.
Yeah. No, there won't be any Disturbed.
Radiohead's cover of Disturbed's cover.
I could see you guys doing Disturbed's cover of Sound of Silence. That is something.
For the right price? Sure.
For the right price.
Right. We live in the Patreon, Kickstarter age, you know.
But yeah, for real, everyone knows how to play bass. Everyone knows how to play guitar. Most everyone's played piano in some form. Not everyone does brass, and not everyone does drums, but everyone's got splashes of everything.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Ever thought of trying to do a musical chairs type?
You know
what? We pretty much do. We've done that before for sure a little bit, but not to the fullest extent.
I feel like that would be really fun. I would what I want to have happen is I want to get one of those question mark boxes from Super Mario and the audience, and you just have names in it from the band, and you just you point to the trumpet, and then someone from the audience pulls out a name, and it's like, oh, it's Andy. So Andy gets the trumpet for this song.
I would not do very well with that one.
That's what I want. I want some crowd participation, and we're going to do some weird stuff on Saturday.
Well, you and Megan did the noise lunch. Right?
Yeah. That's cool. We played. That was where we first got acquainted with Arms and Armor, artistically. We did a gig a couple weeks ago, and now it's class with Arms and Armor and a bunch of other bands, and fusions of bands. So, Dan from Herzog was playing with Rosanna from Sister Smirk, and she's got a lot of other projects. But we got to see what Arms and Armor does, and I don't think we described it before, but they're doing this really, really cool stuff where John plays on this metal box with a contact microphone in it, and he's got a hard object and a softer object, and he hits those things that's bass and snare, and then just all the pedals that you could imagine. It looks like it powers the USS Enterprise, and he goes to town on them, and then he and Lauren respond to each other sort of in... It's somewhat structured, but somewhat improv, and just this really, really cool, structured, layered sort of horror movie soundtrack stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really eclectic evening.
Yeah, it'll be good. Even in our set, we've gone back through our back catalog a lot. I mean, we've been playing stuff from the Victory Garden for the past few years, actually, because we were writing it as we were playing out and just wanted new material. And once we had a 5-piece with previously Brian and Jake, we got to start to write songs that ended up on the record, and now that we've got people who've been playing those songs for a while, we're there's a lot of songs we haven't played in maybe 5-6 years of songs we've never played before. So every show now we're trying to go back and pick some real old ones we never saw the light of day really, and trying to refigure them out for the 5-piece, because back then it was a lot of Nick, Pat, and I writing and working on it. So yeah, it should be a blend of a few songs from every record.
So, re-release album coming when?
yeah that's now won the Commonwealth's almost greatest ever hits.
So, what else do you guys have coming up? Anything in the works yet?
Yeah, there's quite a bit. We're trying to figure out exactly what role we're going to play in the induction weekend. But you can just check out our website, the Commonwealth-music.com. copyright trademark LLC. Yeah, that's actually all in the works too. We are trademarking our name. So okay. we can tell that's... all the other commonwealths, watch out, because we are coming for you and your
there's
IP.
There's a lot. You wouldn't be
we are
believe.
Going to send some mean cease and desist letters, because there's some band in South Carolina that keeps tagging us, and we're like, we don't play in South Carolina, man.
Yeah.
So we're doing that.
It's a thing.
We're doing like a vinyl release. We're going to have like really good packaging, colored vinyl, all that sort of stuff.
Trying to start a fundraiser campaign for that, so we're going to announce that in the near future.
We're playing a show we can't talk about.
Okay.
A little bit later in the spring. And then
information will be on the website.
Oh yeah.
Eventually. No, it won't
point.
Be anywhere.
No, won't even.
It won't even
okay.
be. It
That's
won't even
news
be
to
on
me.
The website.
See, I don't know.
It'll be like Panic at the Disco. You find out the day
yeah.
before.
Actually,
did you see the line there?
I did hear about it.
It went down almost the whole block.
I
drove by.
Of a mile.
It was crazy.
It's pretty cool.
My little sister's actually there.
Oh no way!
She got there early enough. Was asking, so do you know what the capacity of the grog shop is?
It looks like it was going to be met.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
sure.
like a half mile to a mile long line to get into the grog shop
to get
a ticket.
You see this body of people, and you think there's no way that many people can fit in the grog, but they'll find a way, or they won't.
Yeah. Or they won't.
Yeah. Indifferent. Yeah.
But we've got, so there's the show we can't talk anymore about coming up. We've got some induction stuff that's coming up. But really, everything, anytime you're ever curious, just pop on over to that website or any of our social media, and we keep it pretty up to date.
And what is it again?
It's thecommonwealth-music.com.
The Commonwealth-music.com.
Like a minus sign.
Yeah.
That is.
Once those cease and desist orders go out,
you'll just get thecommonwealth.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did do a search of just the Commonwealth, not logged into Google anywhere on like a clean browser, and
it
came up fifth.
Did it come? Oh, okay.
So
there's
like
some
good.
Brexit stuff,
So you're
some stuff
you're top
from
10.
Boston. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a couple like actual Commonwealth state things, and then there's us. And I'm like, that's pretty good for a really common name like that.
What
no
was
pun intended.
What was amazing was going through like trademarking, and you try to see like, is there any other artistic group named the Commonwealth that's got some right on Commonwealth or the Commonwealth or whatever? And no, there's like a fish stick company and a t-shirt company and like a company that sells those like foam noodles you like have in pools. So there's like the Commonwealth like pool party, whatever. So our the team that
new
we're
merch
working with, yeah,
to
also tons of licensing and merch possibilities in our future.
Yeah, endless possibilities.
So the Commonwealth fish sticks. Yeah. Like Pat's just gonna be on the stage with some tartar sauce, slinging some fish sticks.
Yeah. We take our music seriously, but
not ourselves,
yeah.
Well, You guys have fun, and it shows in your shows. So thecommonwealth-music.com.
Mm-hmm.
Find out all about everything that they've got going on, and probably maybe even see some of the angry responses to the cease and desist orders eventually. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Once again, Commonwealth, Arms and Armor, and Man at the Happy Dog West, Saturday night, 8 o'clock. We've got one song left. Here's the birthday song.
Yeah, is it anyone's birthday out there?
Because this is for you.
A month away. The birthday song
you,
here on NRX.
smile.